USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to meet with the victims' families of last weekend's mass shooting. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told Newsmax President Biden and Democrats are politicizing the tragedy.
Our sympathy and our hearts, our minds, our prayers, all of that should be going towards those who lost their lives in this, the heroes who tried to stop it.
A Michigan judge granted a preliminary injunction in a suit brought by Planned Parenthood against Michigan's 1931 law criminalizing abortion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is attempting to shore up the legal right to an abortion in the state's constitution if Roe v. Wade is overturned. However, an attorney told USA Radio the state is trying to create new law through a phantom case. The attorney also called the gesture from the judge, quote, meaningless. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Curfew in the city of Chicago just became more strict.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moved the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says that new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Tiger Woods says he cares about majors and legacies. He made that point at the PGA Championship while delivering a sharp rebuke of Phil Mickelson. Mickelson is not defending his PGA title at Southern Hills. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Detectives in the Grand Rapids, Michigan Police Department are investigating vandalism at city commissioners' homes on late Monday night into Tuesday morning. This comes after two consecutive city commission meetings adjourned early because of disorderly activists. They protested the April 4th GRPD shooting death of Patrick Leoya. Body camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest and trying to grab the officer's taser before being shot. A toxicology report revealed Leoya's blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit. If you're looking for a new place to lay down roots, you may want to look to the South. Reporter Tim Berg explains why.
Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest growing city in northeast Alabama jumped two spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life.
The Cannes Film Festival kicked off Tuesday after a scaled-back gathering last year. Organizers hope this year's festival will fully resuscitate the French Riviera Spectacular. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.